Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Combined People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of Investigation Discovery, America's most watched true crime network, and you've got the hit series People Magazine Investigates back for a brand new season. Extraordinary tales of ordinary people thrust into the national spotlight following notorious crimes through the lens of People's trusted journalist. Award-winning journalist Alicia Dennis is People's senior editor of crime, overseeing a team of investigative reporters who delve into crime stories around the country. Alicia is a true crime expert who led the reinvention of People's true crime multi-platform brand with the creation and development of content for People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. A successful editor, digital content director, producer, on-camera talent, a regular on-camera contributor for crime and entertainment, People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery, returning Monday, November 4th, 10 Eastern Pacific, on Investigation Discovery. Host and People's senior editor of crime, Alicia Dennis, joining us once again on This Week in America. Alicia, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Rick. It's so good to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you with us. This is the highlight of the fall season. We finally get back to seeing these true crime stories unfold through the eyes of People Magazine, you and your investigative team. And I want to talk about the premiere episode because this one is interesting. The mysterious story called the Springfield Three. And for this story, we go back to what, June of 1992.
That's right, we do. It's such an eerie case in that you have two teenagers, Susie Streeter and her best friend Stacy McCall. They've just graduated high school. They're celebrating the next phase of their lives, going around to graduation parties, and they end up spending the night at the home of Susie Streeter, and her mom's there, Cheryl Levitt, and everything is just going along as one would expect in this normal, happy way. The next day, when family and friends come over to the house, it is eerily quiet, no one is there, and almost three decades later, we still don't know where these three women are.
Which is amazing, and I'm thinking, this was 1992. Are the police still investigating? Are there still leads in this case?
Yes, it's remarkable, but this is an open case that police tell us still brings in several leads a week. This is a case that has baffled police from the beginning, and it's one that they are unwilling to let go of. So it's one that is still right in the front of their minds.
And you're shining new light on that. And I know that's important to you, to shine light on stories that really need to be told. Talk about the importance of that and what this actually means to victims and family members to have a chance to revisit the case, possibly get new leads and solve the case, and explain what happened from their perspective.
No, it's exactly what you're saying, Rick. It's hugely important to us as journalists to shine a light on cases like this that are, that there's been families that have been shattered and holes have been left inside them because they don't have answers. They need to have answers. This is something that is playing over and over in their heads every day. And so it's hugely satisfying to us to dig into these cases and to bring them to light again so that hopefully there is someone out there that has some information that maybe they didn't think was important back then, or maybe it's information that has been haunting them for all these years, and now it's time to bring it forward so that there can be some resolution, there can be some justice, hopefully, and there can be some answers.
A key to what you do is the storytelling. Talk about the format of the program. You don't just rattle off statistics. You actually do, in many cases, exclusive new interviews, emotional firsthand accounts. You really do an overall excellent job of a presentation. You have our interest, and we want to try to solve this crime.
Yeah, that's what we want. So we do everything that we can to make sure that we bring in the investigators who know the most about these cases, the family members who, you know, want to talk about their loved ones and help the viewers see them and bring those people to life. We also have our journalists who have been working on these cases, a lot of times talking about what they found out and what they discovered. And you're being led through this story with all the people that are involved in that story, which I think makes just a huge difference. Allowing these people to tell their own story in their own words is important to us.
Now, 12 new episodes. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates, returning for a new season Monday, November 4th, 10 Eastern Pacific. Alicia Dennis, host and People senior editor, with us on the program. We're talking about 12 episodes, brand new episodes. What are some of the other ones that we really need to watch for this season?
Well, I think that you should watch all of them.
Right? I was going to say, that was probably a stupid question.
We have a lot of different kinds of cases. We have cases that do have resolution to them that I know people, you know, have this feeling of satisfaction at the end of watching those. There's a fascinating one about Dr. Hang Noor, who had won an Oscar for his role in The Killing Fields and found himself in Hollywood later and was a murder victim. And we go into the details of that case. There's some cases of serial killers, including the notorious Freeway Phantom, murders that took place in Washington, D.C., and go into exactly what is occurring in that case even today and how the families are reacting in that case. And also, we have a story of 10-year-old Kevin Collins, who was the first child to be featured on the milk cartons. You remember that back in the day when it was missing children on milk cartons before we had Amber Alerts and social media and that kind of thing. And looking at that case and how it changed the way we look for missing children and also, you know, what we do to try to find them.
You know, that was a great answer. I asked what ones we should watch. I'm glad you didn't say, you know what, skip episodes 8 and 11. Those, you know, they are all worthy of watching. I got about 1 minute left, unfair to ask in this amount of time. But talk about trying to pick a case. I'm sure everybody comes to you very emotional. I would like you to look into this case. It's an open case that would mean a lot to us. How do you narrow it down to the cases that you focus on the program?
Well, that's such a good question. We try to look at them as to who we can access, who we can interview, what is going on in the case, what kind of details we can get about that case from police. And so we go through this meticulous process, and to be honest, we a lot of times don't let that case go, even if we don't have enough to bring it to air yet, because we're hopeful that we will eventually bring it to air. So we've got a lot of investigations going on simultaneously, and hopefully there will be many more seasons to come.
Yes, it sounds like you've got a lot of open cases that you can go back and look into, see if there's new information there. Really looking forward to the new season, 12 episodes, all worthy of you watching, on Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates, returning Monday, November 4th, 10 Eastern Pacific. Back with us, Alicia Dennis, host, and People senior editor. Alicia, always a pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's my pleasure, Rick. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.